Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Thanks again. Love the fact that you are sharing and listening. You must be sharing. More people are listening. So please, if you haven't hit that share button, do it. And also comment at the end of this podcast and rate it even better. That'll help us a lot. And you ever need to get a hold of us, Matt Harris Facebook page, Ramona Holloway Facebook page, the Matt Ramona Facebook page. Also with us today, producer Squatch, Maxwell Squatch.
Happy Tuesday.
And executive producer Eric Kelly II. Hello, hello.
Hello. I like your beard.
Well, See, there's a controversy in the studio.
Do you really? Because the only really kind comment about his beard after we posted the videos and pictures on the Matt Ramona Facebook page, the only kind comment came from his mother-in-law, who thought it was really cool. And I think the only reason why she came out with, oh, it's very cool, is because she saw all the other horrible comments and wanted to make him feel better.
Now, it's to be fair, I'm not doing it to be, I made a mistake. I had the guard on my blade, and then it went flying off, apparently. I wasn't paying attention, and so I took a big hunk out, and I looked at it, and I'm like, wow, that took a lot of hair off, and I just kept going. And then I saw the blade in the sink, the cover. It's like, oh, so then I just tried to even it out.
It looks like you tried too hard to get fancy. And there's,
I'm gonna start wearing a mask.
Here's the thing: when it comes to facial hair, like, men can get really creative, and there's a fine line between creative and creepy. Am I wrong?
I know, you're probably right.
Like, am I wrong, Eric Kelly II?
On facial hair, I'm going to agree with you.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Mr. Fashion.
You being a little hard on my man,
but
though.
Is there a fine line between creative and creepy when it comes to men?
There is.
And being creative with their facial hair.
Right. You are very correct. We've
so
seen
this
some
particular
weird
look that that's giving me modern day Fred Durst vibes.
Quit saying Fred Durst.
It's giving me Evil Stepdad Week on Lifetime.
Oh, actually, the evil dude on Tarzan.
Tarzan,
the original movie. Remember, he had that stash.
Yeah, the dude
that was the explorer.
I think I'm a bad guy.
It's not giving ooh hipster vibes.
No, I'm not going for that vibe. So let's be clear. I'm not going for any vibe. Although I think I could be a mobster.
I'm not saying that you're going for it. Okay. I'm telling you what it's giving people.
But I'm trying to
give you a heads up.
I don't need to have a vibe because I'm not going to show my face, or I'm going to wear a mask even though I'm vaccinated.
Oh, my God. Look what you've done, Ramona.
What I'm trying to do is, see, what happened was, once I made the mistake, I have, because of a true crime podcast that I do about the Murdoch family in Beaufort County, South Carolina. You can find it on the Matt Harris Facebook page. Dick Wolf, who's behind all the Law and Orders, he has another show coming out. And he contacted me and Seton, who does the show with me, about being on his show. And so they're going to film something next week. So what I'm hoping is that it'll grow back. And because if I shave it all, I'm not sure the side beard will grow back evenly, but if I just get a little to grow back here, it's going to work.
Oh, no.
But you're all in favor of shaving the whole darn thing.
Yes, I am.
And Eric's saying no.
Because it's not going to grow back like you want it to. In all of the years that I have known you, I have worked with you practically my entire adult life.
I'm going to let it go.
And you have not been able to grow your beard the way you want to.
It just
grows. When you try to grow for something specific, it just goes haywire for you, sir.
No, man.
Every single time.
Well, I mean, the beard looked good up until this problem, I think, or it looked okay at
least. Yeah, it looked good.
This could come back. If this comes back, then it's a full beard. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go
but
naked face.
But it's not going
to
come back
and I don't
like
know what
that.
My naked face is going to look like. I don't know. It hasn't seen
You've
it
got good
years.
Skin. You're okay.
I don't know. Maybe it'll look flabby.
And you have dimples. So it's going to work for
we'll
you.
We'll see. I've got 7 days to see this will grow back.
And that's going to be 7 days of you struggling and us looking at a really creepy guy. We do videos for the show every single day.
My daughter Avery said it was, her quote was, it's gross.
And she's not wrong.
gross is harsh.
And can we give it to Avery for being honest?
Yeah, that is,
That little girl does not know how to lie about stuff like this.
I guess I have to hide too the rest of the, for the next 7 days because I don't really want to be walking around. People think I did this on purpose.
And that's what it looks like you tried too hard.
I'm just not going to show my face anywhere.
Okay, you're just going to wear a mask all the time.
Yes, I'm going to wear a mask all the time. Yes, this pandemic's finally coming in handy for me.
Oh, my God.
I'll throw on a mask and walk around.
Oh, God.
I don't think you would notice it right away, right? You'd have to kind of really study me.
The character you
have
been
compared right away
to Ben Stiller in the Dodgeball movie.
Yeah. That's now.
Squatch called that.
Accurate. Mm. Okay.
It's too accurate.
I'm going to get a headband.
And he was intentionally trying to give douchey vibes.
Yeah.
That was the intention that in that whole movie. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're being compared to that and you're saying, you know what? I'm just going to let it grow back in. I'm just going to.
Now, the hair. No. The shaving of that did not make him any less douchier. He's still Matt Harris, okay?
Yeah.
He plays that character on a daily basis.
Very well, yes.
So we're not. No.
I think in 3 days, it'll look like there's something there. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I still say keep it. I still think Ramona's being way too hard on you.
I deserve to be hard on. This look here is awful.
Yeah, I don't think it's awful.
Even right now? Even with that shave?
Right now, I don't think it's bad.
Really?
I really don't think it's bad.
Come on, man.
It's not bad. Like, it's not
a... Watch. Is it funny, though?
It's funny.
It is funny. I'll give you possibly funny. And here's the thing you have to keep in mind as you listen to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Eric just likes dudes with beards.
That's true. It's his thing. Yeah.
That's his thing.
Right.
So he's going to want you to keep the facial hair no matter what.
That's true.
But that's just his personal preference.
I know. I got to go.
But the general public interprets creepiness.
Yeah. Well, that'll keep people
just
away
FYI.
From me.
Just FYI.
Lately, people
So been... if you want to look like the guy who used to do crime, who's now doing a true crime podcast, you've got that look.
Well, you know what? Because I almost did a thing on the other day. I was going to say that lately, people have been stopping to talk to me a lot more than I'm really comfortable with. A lot of people, so this might put us into that. A lot of people have just been just yapping, and I'm like, what the hell?
Am I coming across as friendly or some bleep like that? What the bleep?
It's been crazy, man. It's been crazy. I had like two people.
Two people?
Like one.
In how long?
No, back to back one the other day.
What?
I'm like,
back to back people being friendly with you?
Actually, yes. And I'm like, what is going on here? I don't even know you. You're going like this.
You might be venturing into my territory, chit-chatting with strangers. Maybe therapy's working for you.
I needed to have, I don't know why I'm giving up, because I didn't enjoy it while it was going on.
I'll bet those people thought you enjoyed it.
I think they did because the other day
it's a slippery slope toward friendliness, Madman. I don't know.
It is a very slippery slope, and I did not want to. It's like a gateway to like longer. I saw the first
next thing
day.
You know, you're going to be making real friends.
Yeah,
on your own that your wife didn't make for you.
No, I made a beeline away from this guy the other day. I saw him after the long first conversation. I'm like, we can't make this a habit. So I bumped into him and I'm like, I gotta go. I got things to do. Gotta go.
It's funny because I had a similar conversation with my friend's stepmom. We were at her house for a family cookout, and I was asking if she'd invited her neighbors. And she was like, no, I didn't invite any of my neighbors. You're like, after I invite them over, that just opens up a whole Pandora's box of
potential.
Visiting and being friendly and stuff. It was like, I'm a loner. I don't want people stopping by.
That is
Why
true.
Would I invite them? It was like, it just seems like something friendly to do. She's like, we're not trying to open those friendly doors.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what you sound like right now.
I know, maybe I do. But I mean, no, I have the people. I have enough people that I go in long conversations with. I don't need everybody to sometimes just relay the information and move along.
High and by, people. High and by.
High and by. Maybe a little factoid in there, that whatever that I need. But I will say that's a warning for people when you move into a neighborhood. don't bond strongly with a neighbor like right away. Be nice to him and everything, but you got to play it out. Because if you bond really hard right away and you start like getting tight with them, and then you find that the true whatever they are, now you're
stuck. What do you mean true whatever they are? They're real nice neighbors? No. You find that they like talking and stuff?
No. I'm saying they
seem like visiting?
Cool. No. Well,
are we talking about like a Samuel L. Jackson type of thing?
No, they're like cool. They're like cool, but then as you get to more and more know him, they're really not that cool. Now you're stuck with them around.
Is this true crime again?
No.
Do we find out that they're spies drug dealers?
Crazy. They're just like crazy people. They're not
the spy next door.
They're just like people you don't want to hang out with, but now you're stuck.
Oh, so they're like Matt.
Yes. No,
you think he's a nice, friendly dude, only to find out he's a jerk.
Oh, no. I had it happen in one of my old neighborhoods, man.
I should have known from the creepy facial hair that guy was no good. You know,
I've been fortunate that the newer neighbor, it's all worked out. But if you get in that situation where right out of the gate you come on strong and they come on strong, and next thing you know, you're hanging out and you're on vacation together or something. And now when you're like, these people are weirdos, what are you going to do? They're there all the goddamn time. And now you're
okay. I know we've talked before about overthinking.
This is a little
beyond. I'm serious. I mean, seriously, have you never had someone you just not even a neighbor, but someone you bonded with you as a friend, and then like a few months into the relationship, you're like, okay, this is not my kind of people. You know, they're a little weird, or they're a little, I don't know, something aggressive or something.
No.
Never happened to you?
No.
But see, it's weird when it's your.
And I don't believe it's happened to you.
It has.
You know why? Because,
of that one time. Because we didn't like him anymore.
Okay, you did a whole move.
Yeah,
whole move. We got to get out of this neighborhood. Yes. We made friends too fast.
Right. I'm just telling you. You got to pace yourself. Now, it's
mayors, you move every 2 years no matter what.
Well, that's
first
just,
of all.
Right.
Second of all, if anybody did any friend making, it was Amy and not you.
I know. And I'm just saying, pace yourself on neighbor friends.
Okay.
Mine panned out because I paced myself in these couple years. We paced ourselves before we came, you know.
And they've already realized that you're a weirdo and they're going to hang out with you anyway.
Yes. Because once you have them.
I think the pacing is more for your benefit, because sometimes because of your blurting and inability to read the room, sometimes you say things that might be misinterpreted as mean.
Right. So they don't have.
So I believe the pacing allows them to get to know you. And he's just a fun-loving, crazy kind of cat.
Because I come out of the gate swinging. They're like, that guy's weird. And if they still want to hang around, it's fine. But the other people hide their weirdness until you get to know them. And the next thing you know, you can't have anybody at your house because they're like, hey, why didn't you invite me? Why didn't you invite me? You know, that happens all the time. You guys don't know anything about friends. And
okay.
I mean, it's just not that deep.
It's true. It's true, man.
It's not.
It's true. I see. I talk to people all the time. They tell me about it. All right. Share, comment, rate, blah, 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 blah. And check out the True Crime pod that I do. And get on the Matt Harris Facebook page. And we'll talk soon.